What's up, everybody? This is Chris Coffin. This is the Real Man Talk Show. We are standing here. We stand up for the real men of Christ. We hold them up, the guys that tried to live righteous as best they can. We know nobody's perfect, but somebody's got to let them know that, you know, God is with them and they're not the only ones that go through the things that they go through. Again, my name is Chris Cuff. I got my host with me, Frank Caratini. What's up, Frank Ski?
How's it going?
How's everything going, man?
We're good.
Real good. Got your Cowboys gear, man. Your cowboy down after the draft.
Represent. We got some good picks this year.
Yes, sir. It's looking good. It's looking good. And then we got a special guest. Someone, gosh, man, Zay's been in my life for years and years. Isaiah Thorpe, how are you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Trying to hold it down.
Trying to hold it down. Yes, good sir. Stuff. Good stuff. This guy is actor, writer, now sports writer. He's studying the medical field. Zay does a lot, man. He does a lot. Please, he does camera for us, all kinds of different things. He used to be a reporter for us back in the day for My Christian Films and 24 Flicks. And he's joining us today to give us a unique perspective. We're talking about coming up in today's youth and being faithful to Christ in your walk. So, Zay, thank you again for taking the time to just chime in with us. How are you and the family handling the pandemic and all this stuff going on? I know it's been a tough year for you guys, but man, how's it going with the quarantine and stuff?
You know, I have an interesting perspective because personally, not the virus itself, but the quarantine and the time that I've been given, I think in terms of my walk with Christ, I think this has been one of the most impactful and best times of my life because I've had so much time to just sit back and refocus my life. And I've been feeling God just draw me closer to Him. So I've actually been more intentional and deliberate with spending time with God and reading His Word, and it's been opening my eyes so much more to how good God really is. Because like you always hear that. Well, for me, I always heard growing up, you know, God is good, and of course you believe that, but it's a different type of experience when you actually get into the Word and get to know Him for yourself. So I've been using this time to do that.
Isn't it interesting, and Frank, I'll have you chime in on this too, that I just call this thing a big old God just hitting the pause button on everybody, and He's wiped out a lot of the excuses that we have not to seek Him and spend time with Him. Because we always say, number one, we don't have time. We got too much going on. We're always running around doing this and that. But also, it's like He took away a major distraction for you, for me, for Frank, for a lot of guys, which is sports. Sports is gone. Yeah. You know, everybody's talking about the Chicago Bulls of the 90s now, which is nuts, right? Man. It's 2020. It's 2020. It's the days of LeBron, and everybody's talking about Dennis Rodman, man. It's crazy, but He took all those excuses away and gave us the gift of time. And I like how you put it, that God has given you the time to seek Him. Same thing for me, man. My prayer life has increased exponentially because of all this extra time, all this extra, you know, nothing on TV. TV is garbage. Nothing new going on there. No movies. No. Movies are gone. Everything's gone, man. Frank, what do you say about that, man? Look at what God has done.
Oh, same thing. You know, exactly what you're saying. I mean, just God is reaching out to us. You know, like I said before, you know, right before the worst plague that Egypt and the Israelites saw, that worst plague that came upon them set them free.
Right.
And they were covered. They were covered by the blood. It set them free. You know, and like I said, you know, it's also like what both of you are saying. God is, you know, God has definitely got our attention. He's drawing us closer to Him. I mean, I just love putting on worship now when I wake up and just having it in my house just going on in the background. Just you know, the peace that it brings. And I think about the peace that's going on in here. And I'm like, man, I just start praying for family members, friends, that I wish the same peace would fall on them. Because for those who don't have the peace, it's like a nightmare for them mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying that peace upon my family and friends, and that it comes. And once again, it's a written story. Mm-hmm. What the enemy meant for bad, God always turned around for good, especially for those who he loves, to get Jordan closer to him. And it's a time for us to be awakened too and be prepared for what he's about to do when we come out of
That's
here.
That's right, because something's coming, man. He ain't doing this for nothing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and he will strengthen you, prepare you for what is to come. And if he's giving you all this time to strengthen you and prepare for you and have you tighten up on your God game, I guess I'll call it, man, something serious is coming.
Yeah, we're about to put on the full court press.
That's right. That's right. We are practicing the triangle over and over and over again. Lizay, let me get a little background from you. So you born and bred in Orlando?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir. Where's your family from?
So my mom's side of the family, they're from Jamaica.
Okay.
And my dad's side of the family, they grew up in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone, how long you've been Christian since birth? They've been dragging you to church since she was a little younger. Yeah. Okay. So when did you take the reins on your own and say, okay, I gotta do this, you know, outside of mom pushing you? There's always the teenage years, you know, I'm guilty. Yo, I don't gotta go to church. I ain't going to church. And then later on, I smartened up and got on the point. When did that happen for you?
So I'd say that happened for me about 3 years ago. I'm mm-hmm. 23 now. So when I was about 20 is when I really, that's, I'd say, when my journey for myself getting to know God really started. I have a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Malcolm. And for a while, we were bouncing around going to different churches trying to find our church home.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't about until maybe a year and a half ago where we finally settled on a church, and we found a group of people that were around our age, and we really connected with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to spend time with each other outside of just going to Sabbath school.
Mm-hmm.
We started to do Bible study. And then that kind of slowly but steadily progressed me further along in my journey to the point now where it's like every morning, like for the past 3 weeks, every single morning I get up and I have my own devotion.
That's awesome.
With God. And not only do I have that devotion, is I meditate on what I read. And I find that, you guys know the YouVersion Bible app.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like plans and devotions that you can go through.
Yes.
So I've been doing those, and it's crazy because each plan that I've found, I haven't really found it. It's more like I stumbled upon it, and what I read was exactly what I needed during the time that I was
Isn't
reading.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just crazy how that works, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so coming up, you know, you have peer pressure to do what you're not supposed to do and mm-hmm. stuff like that. As far as I know, you've been pretty much on point, respectful, except to me, because we talking trash about sports or whatever. You just hellion. Especially as you got older, you started snapping back. I'm like, oh, wow. Dang, he's changed. how did you push back against peer pressure to do wrong or do stuff that didn't really jibe with what you believed?
So the thing
That's the
about
the magic question, really.
Yeah, right. So I would have to credit that to how I was raised. Between my mom and my dad, they both instilled in me confidence. And I remember they would always tell me, you know, be a leader, not a follower.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing that constantly in those messages, constantly, they manifested within me to where I was that guy where if I found myself going to a party and there were like drinks are there, like I was proud to be that guy. Like, well, I'm not going to do that. And there's really nothing you can say or do to convince me. That's because cool. I was already so, so grounded. And it's not because like I was told, oh, you shouldn't do this because of that. It's because it's something that I genuinely did not want to do, and mm-hmm. it went against my beliefs. So mm-hmm. honestly, I've never had an issue with peer pressure.
That's awesome. Now, Frank, you got some kids. You got some kids up in there with you. You know, tell me about what it's like with you and your kids and raising your kids to give you more of a, you know, keep them up a point.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and love. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flix.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
All right, so Frank, we were talking and we got rudely interrupted in again, just like last week, my computer died. So we're back. Cut my head off here. I'm going to fix that there. All right. So like we were saying, you know, Isaiah was telling us about how he was raised to basically not succumb to peer pressure. He is strong enough in his faith. Talk to me about how you raised your kids and tried to keep them the same way. Talk about it.
Yeah. In the same fashion, just to start off, we're not perfect. There's no perfect parent out there. So yeah, any young people looking for that, you're not going to find there's only one perfect one. Mm-hmm. And me is a little bit opposite. I was raised, my dad is an alcoholic, married four times, watching him beat on my wife, on his wife.
On your wife?
Not on my wife, beating on his wife, and which was my mom. But, you know, see him change over the years. Mm-hmm. But I thank God, because I looked at that and I knew that's not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm married 33 years, never laid my hand on my wife, never ever in my life got drunk, detested it, didn't want the drugs, just like my brother was saying, but in for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we make choices in life, and those choices are, and this is what I teach my kids, the choices are, you're going to have to live with them. There are regrets. There are, you know, but God is all seeing, all forgiving. So whether you mess up, whether you're living the right path, either way, God is in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
And always there. And, you know, we didn't get saved until later on in the years, mm-hmm. you know, and God got a hold of me in the midst of one of the worst years of my life. I lost my brother and my younger uncle in the same year, were the two closest people I grew up with, mm-hmm. at 26 and 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he got a hold of me. And so God is just awesome. You know, he'll meet you wherever you are.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what we teach our kids. You know, our kids are not perfect. We have five kids, and they each go their own way, but they are going to make choices. They're going to make mistakes. The thing is, you got to learn from those mistakes, learn from other people's experience and mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, just keep God in the forefront, you know, because he's the one that's going to guide you. He's the one that's going to be there when mom and dad ain't, when the counselor ain't, when your boss ain't, when nobody's there, those decisions you're making, he's the one that's going to be with you.
Right. And same here. And since, you know, this is the Real Man Talk Show, we're going to talk about it from basically the parents' perspective, because that's what the guys need to hear. You know, so the actions you take and the moves that you make really affect your children and how they receive and really future how they walk with God. Mm-hmm. I know my dad was stay-at-home dad. You know, me and moms went to church. Well, mom went to church. She dragged me. I had to go. Was not the most exciting church at all. It was United Methodist when I was growing up. So they sang the classical hymns, no flavor at all. You know, it was hard, man, hard to take. And the pastor, our pastor was old school, so he was screaming, you know. So he was screaming at everybody. So I was like, why is this dude yelling, man? Why is he yelling? I didn't get it. I had to go. So I stayed. And in high school, you know, I was just like, I'm not going if I don't have to, you know, but later on when I was in college, away at college down in Hampton, you know, started going to church and really had some examples to follow of people that, you know, they're at school and all this stuff is going on and they're going to church, you know, they're in gospel choir and stuff like that. You know, saw some choir rehearsals and that touched me. And the Lord has always been surrounding me with people that were not necessarily hardcore Christians, but they were people that would do what is right. You know, that's not the right thing to do. You shouldn't do that, man. That's not cool. That's not cool. You shouldn't do that. And eventually, as I got older, God grabbed me. My story is actually, again, I became a Christian as I was older. And my thing has always been music. Day one, number one, music has been everything to me. And I was in a barbershop. Actually, I was outside of a warehouse I was working at in Virginia. And I heard Kirk Franklin. And like, whoa, 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 what's this? He's talking about God. That doesn't match the music. What's going on? What's going on? And it was the old Donnie Simpson from Video Soul had a radio show that was on in D.C. And he ended every radio show with some form of new gospel.
Yeah.
It was the Commodore Say Amen. It was also Kirk Franklin, Silver and Gold. Or, you know, The Reason Why We Sing. And I was like, what is this stuff? What is this stuff? So I started seeking it out and the Spirit fed into me as I listened to this. Came to Orlando, moved to Orlando, and was at a barbershop, 3-in-1. Used to be in Richmond Heights. Now it's on Kirkman Road. And they started playing the same type of sounding gospel music, but it was different. And it turns out that music, I was like, where's that from? They said, oh, it's a church here in Orlando. I said, where's that church? And they said, it's Faith World, you know, Faith World. I heard of Faith World, okay. And I went there and I just fell in love because it had everything that I needed right there. And that's where I got saved. And that wasn't until, gosh, I don't know, 2009, something like that. But, and ever since then, I've just been on fire for God. But there's different paths that we take, but we have to realize as men of Christ, that, you know, how we act and things that we do really, really affect our children and our walk. So Isaiah, what are some other things maybe outside of your parents or some challenges that you might have had to your faith as you were growing up?
Challenges outside of my faith.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. As an actor, you know, you've seen movies and you've seen roles mm-hmm. that clearly went against, or that go against, the beliefs of a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And just being in that world of entertainment, a lot of things happen behind the scenes that many people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
That as a Christian, you shouldn't be a part of. So growing up, I started acting when I was probably about 8 years old, and I got really serious about it around 12, 13. So around that time and going forward, people would tell me, oh, you shouldn't be acting, and you shouldn't be going to Hollywood, and the reasons they would say is because, you know, the devil controls that field.
Mm-hmm.
And it would get discouraging at times, and there would mm-hmm. be times where I would pray and I would ask God, you know, if this is the path that you want me on,
mm-hmm.
Then I allow you to show me that. And over time, I started to realize that, you know, there aren't that many Christians that are just open and on fire for God in that world.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of, you know, being a Christian is to spread the gospel.
Right.
So I took it upon myself to have the mentality of, you know, I'll be selective with the roles that I choose and the projects that I do because I want to be that beacon for Christ. But getting to that point and really believing that in my heart was challenging, because I had people from all areas telling me that I shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was a big challenge
there. So you chose to be the light, basically.
Exactly.
In those
exactly.
rooms, which is yeah. awesome. Which is awesome. Since you brought up the acting, you know I gotta go there, right?
Okay, what we got?
Frank, did you know our boy is famous? Our boy here is famous.
He's got the face.
He's famous, man. Not because he looked like Zeke. He don't have his hair out. He don't look like Zeke. But because Isaiah here has done some acting with Tyler Perry, the Tyler Perry Studios. He's big time. He's big time. We did see it.
And I can't see it in the face. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of his movies.
Yes. So what was the show where you were the boyfriend and they were harassing you? I forgot. That's the episode that was on. Which one was? I forgot the name of it.
It was Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Yes.
I was taking Jasmine to her first dance.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Bad Boys 2, where Martin Lawrence's daughter is getting taken out by this guy named Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
So the episode was kind of alongside that kind of feel.
Yes.
It was definitely.
It was nuts. They were harassing Isaiah back and forth. Back and forth. It was amazing. He did a great performance, man. Good for you. Good for you.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah we need and you see God doing it in the media field. You know, I don't know if you ever seen that video. It's a short video and it's called The Seven Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the mountains that God wants to take back. Media,
mm-hmm.
you know, business. I mean, and there's different mountains that he wants to take back, and you can see what he's doing in the, you know, in the media industry. Because even I know Tyler Perry, he always brings some kind of message in all his movies
mm-hmm.
that relate to Christ. I always see that. I always catch that, you know, in there.
Right. Go ahead, Frank.
Mix this with that. Let me tell you something. You know, Jesus mixed with everything, and the religious zealots were all upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they expected him to be with them
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, but so it's amazing.
Right. Since you were talking about behind the scenes and stuff, what was it like on the sets of, you know, the Tyler Perry projects?
It was definitely a unique experience. So when I first got there, I walked in and it was just really casual, like the castmates are just, you know, walking around mm-hmm. talking to people. A few of them saw me and said what's up to me. I got pictures with them, just like real cool and mm-hmm. and laid back. I would walk past, like right past China mm-hmm. who played Jasmine. She'd be like, hey, mm-hmm. what's up,
you know. Oh,
and,
wow.
Once we actually got on set, so the way that that show House of Pain worked is mm-hmm. they do rehearsals for about maybe an hour, 20 minutes to mm-hmm. get like placing and everything right. But when it actually comes time to shooting the scenes, they only do three takes.
Wow.
So you got to get it on, you know, one of those three takes. So that's why mm-hmm. they emphasize rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying to me and my mom, because at the time I was, I think maybe 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you know, Tyler Perry never comes on set. He has someone that directs the episodes and everything. So we're like, okay, cool. Don't expect Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
So get on set, and this 6'5" figure just walks right past me. And I start looking around like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So then he turns around and it's Tyler Perry. So
wow.
he just happened to be on set that day, and he was the one that actually directed the episode. So I actually got to work like directly with him
mm-hmm.
and the thing is about that episode is that they gave me a series of scripts. I think I got four scripts in total, and mm-hmm. the last script that I got was the day of filming.
Wow.
Then they just threw the script out. It was basically improv the entire episode.
So all that was like, improv.
Yeah, like they had guidelines,
uh-huh.
but like we didn't actually go like directly what was on the script.
Wow.
Like about 85 to 90% of it was improv.
Yeah, because they went off on him. Frank, they sat on top of him on the couch, like they squished him, like.
Throw Madea sitting on top of you.
And pretty much. Pretty much. Imagine Madea on one side and Brown on the other side and poor Isaiah at 15
it was
in the middle freaking out.
Yeah.
He just wanted to take her to the dance, man.
There was one part in the episode where it was the end of the episode, and the dad Curtis, he was trying to show me how to open the door for someone. So
mm-hmm.
so he opened the door for someone, and he mm-hmm. says, "Do it like this." Open mm-hmm. the door, madame. And then I said, "Okay." And then so he had me do the same thing. So then I did it, and I put my right hand out, and I was like, "Madame." And he slapped my hand away and said, "That's the wrong hand." And he said, "Do it again." And so I did it again, but with the left hand. And then he slapped my hand and said, "That's the wrong hand." So at this point, I'm like, "What?" And he said, "Do it again." And so I did it with both hands. But the thing mm-hmm. was, is that like we had never talked about that.
Uh-huh.
That was him. That was him basically testing me to see what I would do.
Oh, like, wow.
While we were filming.
Hilarious.
That was a pretty cool moment.
So the atmosphere on set, was it prayer? Was it? I mean, what was that like on set?
So it was very similar to the other sets that I've been on, except mm-hmm. it felt more like a family.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't pray.
Mm-hmm.
However, the atmosphere was different in the fact that like everyone felt close together and mm-hmm. it felt like family.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's cool.
I felt like the actress that plays Miss Ella, like she felt like another aunt to me. Like just
really?
So sweet. Yeah, it was just really nice.
That's so cool. Yeah. So cool. Well, we're going to already wrap this episode up. Isaiah, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your time and your stories with us. Any last thing you'd like to say to any fathers out there, any younger guys out there that might be helpful for them through this walk that they're going through?
You know, there are so – the devil will never come at you in terms of your strengths. He'll never attack your strengths. He'll always attack your weaknesses. And mm-hmm. what I've learned is that, you know, we can't do everything. But the thing is that there's so much power in that, because what we can't do, God can. For our right. natural problems, God has supernatural solutions. So if we lean on him and trust in him, he will give us the strength and he will help us overcome what we need to overcome, but we have to go to him. Mm. He'll be there.
You hear that, Frank?
I did.
You hear that wisdom?
Yes.
How old are you?
Yes.
I'm
23.
Well, Isaiah reminds me of a T.C. Stallings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the midst of everything, you know, he could probably just say, "Hey, I'm going to go the other route, take this acting all the way, take whatever roles I could get and just shoot to the sky."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's got that kind of, you know, aura in him.
Absolutely.
But what's strange is I'm looking at all three of our sets.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you got Muhammad Ali behind you. Mm-hmm. You got Bruce Lee on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Bulls behind you, which are like icon basketball. I mean, you know.
Used to be.
Yeah. Well, Cowboys had their, you know, so all these teams had their eras where they dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And the youth that Isaiah's age these days are seeking after greatness. They want to be around leaders. They want to be around people who are going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be either in a positive realm or the gangs on the street. It doesn't matter. Wherever they find love, wherever they find a leader, they're going to follow. Right. And I'm so thankful that we had Isaiah on here because of everything that he's doing, everything he's got going on, and his age. We need more Isaiahs in this world for our youth that are upcoming to be around, guys his age to be around him so they could strengthen each other And man, I truly believe that God has a lot of Isaiahs out there that are just going to, are ready to just do a powerful move for God in the, in this earth, in Amen. all realms, and just take it back for the kingdom. And like he said, the enemy will always be there and attacking your weaknesses, but God mm-hmm. wants you to, God said he has made, we're made strong, he's made strong in our weaknesses. He mm-hmm. takes the weaknesses. So we should give the weaknesses to him to work on and focus on our strengths, like what he was saying. And I thank God that he's on here today, and I just pray, you know, future success.
Amen.
And to everybody around, and you know, just go take the world by storm.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. There you go. There you go, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us. A little bit of news. International Christian Film and Music Festival will be June 3rd through 6th. It'll be virtual. It will be online at internationalcff.org. We're going to have all the films on there, all the nominated films, all the seminars. We're going to be on there, several of the seminars, not all the ones we were going to have. Also panels, music and movie panels will be on there. The awards show will be on there virtually. It's going to be amazing. Internationalcff.org. Be sure to check it out. And on June 2nd, we're going to do a prayer event from 7 to 9 p.m. with it's just going to be prayer going on internationalcff.org. Be sure to tune in. Also, 24 Flicks. Isaiah there is a writer for 24 Flicks. We miss sports desperately, but he did recently write on Byron Leftwich, also the NFL draft, different stories like that. So we need you guys to tune in. Check that out, 24flicks.com. Plus, tons of family-friendly movies, TV, family-friendly programming that's on there. Gosh, we have Jenny Ortega, Jenny O, former pop star. She's doing a Corona concert that's going to be on there soon, as well as interview shows that she did, interviews with the cast of Creed 2, working on one that's going to be coming out too with Tim Tebow. That will be on 24 Flicks as well. Check that out, 24flicks.com. Real Man Talk Show. This is a podcast, so this is going live on Facebook, also on YouTube, but the podcast itself will be on all your podcast providers from Apple to Spotify. It will be out there. I think we're on 8 different podcast platforms. Be sure to check us out, The Real Man Talk Show. Thank you guys for joining us. God bless. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right.
Take care. Peace.